At last count, the price of Alaska North Slope crude was hovering just under $80 a barrel. And that's good news for Alaska's economy. Add to that, the legislature's decision to tap into the permanent fund's earnings to pay the bills, and the state is suddenly a lot closer to a balanced budget, as Arash McChesney from Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
Oil prices are up again.
I saw one day where the Alaska oil price got slightly over $80 a barrel, but we've been in the high 70s for the last couple of weeks.
That's Ken Alper. He's the director of the tax division at Alaska's Department of Revenue. Each time the price per barrel of oil climbs up, Alper has basically the same message.
It's good for Alaska's economy to have higher oil prices. There's no question about that.
But he says prices have to get higher and stay higher to have a lasting impact on the state's budget.
Should the current prices hold, we will have our first balanced budget in several years for fiscal year 19.
That's right. Alaska could have a balanced budget next year if prices stay right around $72 a barrel. Alper calls that number the break-even point for the state's budget. That's the point when it starts bringing in enough revenue from oil to pay all the bills. Up until 2018, that break-even price was a lot higher. But the legislature's decision to draw money from the permanent fund's earnings last session gives the state another $1.7 billion to spend. And now that the state is $1.7 billion closer to a balanced budget, it takes a lot less oil revenue to close the gap. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.